Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this act of worship on this Good Friday. We are a joint gathering from New Road Baptist Church, from St. Columba's URC, and from here at Wesley Memorial. And it's a joy to welcome friends and new faces amongst us. From wherever you come today, you are welcome in this place. This morning, in our time together, we will hear some of the passion narrative of Jesus, along with a few reflections based on those texts. There will be no sermon this morning that may fill you with joy or otherwise. We will also spend some time in quiet reflection as we worship together. Please do participate as much or as little as you are comfortable with in this service. Everything you need in terms of hymns will be on the screen, and please do join in as you are able. If you would like to use a hymn book, please do let one of our stewards know. There are some hymn books at the back if you would like to use one of those. The end of our service will be signalled by the extinguishing of this candle and a prayer of blessing. Our organist will then play some quiet, reflective music. And we invite you to remain in the church as long as you wish, and then to leave quietly as we acknowledge all that this day means to us. Thank you to those who will participate in this act of worship from across our churches. Shall we be still as we gather ourselves in the presence of God this day? We follow Christ, who says, take up your cross. We follow Christ, who bids us come and offer our lives. We follow Christ, who summons us to new life. Come, let us worship our Creator. Amen. We sing together our first hymn. If you're following in a hymn book, it's number 277, number 277. My song is Love Unknown. We sing together.
Thank you.
Please do be seated. We hear our first scripture reading for this morning.
Chapter 15, verses 1 to 15. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him." Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them, and after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified.
Thank you. Pilate asked what crime Jesus had committed. It was a good question. Jesus had enraged the religious leaders. Of that, there was no doubt. He had been critical of social and religious structures. He had healed the villagers of the places he had visited. He had told stories to the crowds. He was probably a threat to public law and order. But was that really enough to condemn him, to end his life in such a brutal way? But Jesus would not defend himself. The storyteller was silent now, and the crowd was enraged. And Pilate handed him over to be crucified. We hear our next reading.
Our second reading is taken from Mark chapter 15, verses 16 to 20. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace. That is the governor's headquarters. And they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews." They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him.
Friends, we're going to spend a couple of minutes in quiet, reflecting on those words that we have heard so far. And let us pray. God of passion, on this day of betrayal, of suffering and death, we remember those times where we have been part of the crowd, seeking our own best interest over what is right and good. God of truth, on this day of fear and denial, we remember those times when we choose the path of safety over commitment to your way. God of constant presence, on this day of despair and loss, we remember the ways in which we have wandered away from your presence, only sometimes to complain that we have been abandoned. God of the cross, for all the ways that we have missed the way, for all the ways we have come up short, forgive us. Through your grace, bring us back into relationship with you. Help us find the path again. In a few moments of quiet, we offer before God those things that we are sorry for. Siblings in Christ, even in the face of betrayal, even in the face of death and denial, even in the face of fear and despair, God's grace knows no bounds. We are forgiven. We are called back into relationship with God. May we live in the light and love of God's forgiveness this day and always. Amen. Friends, our next hymn is not 275, as is on your order of service, but 285. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Number 285, if you're following in a hymn book. We sing together verses 1-3.
Thank you.
Please do be seated. We're going to hear our next two readings together, both from Luke's Gospel. Thank you.
As they led him away, they seized a man, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming from the country, and they laid the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. A great number of the people followed him, and among them were women who were beating their breasts and wailing for him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For the days are surely coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountain, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others also who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus. There with the criminals, one on his right, and one on his left."
Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
It was on a Friday that they ended it all. Of course, they didn't do it one by one. The crowd individually were not brave enough. All the stones at one time, or no stones thrown at all. They did it in crowds where you can feel safe and lose yourself and shout things you would never shout on your own, and do things you would never do if you felt that someone was watching you. It was a crowd in the street, a crowd on a hill. And Jesus said nothing. He took the insults, the bruises, the spitting, the whips on his back, the curses in his ears. even those hanging beside him, shouting at him. He took the sight of his friends, turning away, running away, and he said nothing. He let them do their worst until their worst was done. As on a Friday, they ended it all. Yet Jesus cries, "Father, forgive them," and says to his fellow person hanging on a cross, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." And Jesus began a new dawn. We spend a few moments in quiet reflection. As we have heard those words of Jesus on the cross, we sing together, if you're following in a hymn book, number 777, "Jesus, Remember Me When You Come Into Your Kingdom." And we'll sing this through three times. Please do remain seated if you want to sit and reflect as you sing, or if you prefer to stand, please do whatever is most comfortable. We sing together.
Thank you.
We hear our next reading from John's Gospel. Thank you.
Reading 5 is from John's Gospel, chapter 19, verses 25b to 27. Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home.
She was going to be there at his end. She who had been there with God at his beginning. She was his mother. She had fed him and cradled him and watched over his growing. Whatever he had done or not done, he was her son, and she would not desert him now. Whatever pain of his she could embrace, she would. And in the meeting of their eyes, there was love, suffering, and shining. We again hold a few moments of quiet. Friends, I'm delighted that Gordon is now going to come and lead us in our prayers of intercession. Thank you, Gordon.
In our prayers of intercession, we will use a sung response. Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come. Shall we sing it once now to begin?
Through our lives and by our prayers, your kingdom come.
Let us come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, as we remember your body stretched on the cross, we bring you our prayers for your world, your church, and your people. As we grieve for the suffering and hurt, we pray that your Spirit may stir up our hearts to love and serve your kingdom. We pray for peace. We remember those caught up in war in Israel-Palestine, Ukraine, and so many other places across the world. We pray for the bereaved, that they may be comforted. For the displaced, that they may find homes. For the broken, that they may be healed. Be with those seeking to bring peace with justice and those ministering to their neighbours in need. We pray that you may inspire us to see how we can help bring peace to our relationships and communities. We pray for hope. We remember those who feel trapped by illness, poverty, or isolation. We pray for those caring for their neighbours, showing your love to those who feel unloved. As we remember the darkness of Good Friday, we pray that we may hold on to our future hope. But let us not be facile or dismissive of the pain of others. Help us understand how we can be companions for each other, hearing and honouring the pain of those who suffer. We pray for your church. As we gather together today, may we be witnesses to your good news and inspiration. We confess that churches can be places of division and hurt for some people, and pray that we may be united in worship and service. We remember the places across the world where people are not free to worship, and those who are discouraged from asking questions and exploring their faith. Help us proclaim our faith with confidence, even if we wrestle with questions we cannot answer on a day like today. We pray for ourselves. We bring you the brokenness we feel in ourselves, in our relationships, and in the world. Help us remember you are by our side in the brokenness, and that we are never alone. We remember especially those feeling hurt by this week's Supreme Court ruling, who may now feel unsafe and unloved. Help us work that all may feel safe and respected as your children, no matter who we are. Help us to see that even with our human limitations, we can play a part in making your kingdom come. Keep us faithful and serving, loving others as we know you love us. And we now share in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Gordon. We hear our last reading from Matthew's Gospel.
From noon on, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And about 3 o'clock, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani?" That is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, "This man is calling for Elijah." At once, one of them ran and got a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split.
A poem by Malcolm Guite. See as they strip the robe from off his back and spread his arms and nail them to the cross. The dark nails pierce him and the sky turns black, and love is firmly fastened on to loss. But here a pure change happens. On this tree, loss becomes gain. Death opens into birth. Here wounding heals and fastening makes free. Earth breathes in heaven. Heaven roots in earth. And here we see the length, the breadth, the height, where love and hatred meet, and love stays true. Where sin meets grace, and darkness turns to light. But here, In this moment, we must wait in darkness. Wait with Christ. We see what love can bear and be and do. And here, our Saviour calls us to his side. His love is free. His arms are open wide. Friends, we sing together our final hymn, number 287, if you're following in a hymn book, number 287, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross on Which the Prince of Glory Died. We sing together. Please do be seated. Let us pray. Jesus, we wait here by your tomb, carrying our grief, the grief of the betrayer, the grief of the denier, the grief of those who crucified you. We carry the grief of the lost, the heartbroken, the bereft. Upon you was laid the grief of us all. It is finished, you cry. So God of endings, God of darkness, God of the tomb, of dark days and great loss. Be with us now as we wait in the darkness with Jesus. Amen.